Hello and welcome to another edition of the Coffee Cast with Cation. This is an intro to the intro, recorded live from the production bus here in Tallahassee. Today, I had an opportunity to talk with Noah Rubin. It was a very frank and forthright discussion. Unfortunately, when I went to show Noah a picture on my phone in the midst of recording, we lost a good 15 minutes of the conversation. You'll hear when that happens, but understand why. Enjoy, and we'll talk more with Noah later in the week. All right, welcome to another edition of the Coffee Cast with Cation. My Cation with you here today. Coffee Cast is brought to you by New Balance. Appreciate their support. We're going to have a new sponsor very soon. Probably update that next week. Also, you can support our Coffee Cast by going to patreon.com/MikeZTennis. One of our big Patreon supporters is Melanie Rubin. And, you know, it's been a while. I think she supported the Coffee Cast only to get her son on it.
But it works.
It works.
Eventually,
you are. Can't complain. I mean, she did it for a reason.
Noah Rubin, thank you for joining us. We've been trying to get this done for a while.
Yeah.
But you avoided me for several months.
I went to Morocco instead of having this meeting.
I mean, I don't know what there is really in Morocco.
There's snake charmers, and there's no Mike C. Tennis.
Yes, that is absolutely true. We are at the Lucky Goat Coffee Company in Tallahassee. And more importantly, thank you for doing this on a match day.
No, of course.
I know that can interrupt your pre-match
thing. Not really. This is, you know, with late matches like this, there's so much time. And honestly, I don't like staying at the housing for too long. You know, I get drowsy. And so this is nice to get out.
What is your daily routine like? I want to get into this more because you are obviously a different cat, if you will. But what's your, on an average day, an average match play day, what's your day like? How do you structure it?
You know, it depends. If, you know, I've had a lot of late matches recently.
Yeah. You're a big deal.
I mean, people have said that, and so I don't know if you've seen my Twitter recently. Did you see what took place on my Twitter?
No.
So I got obviously one of these hate mails.
Sure.
But it was yesterday when I gave up, because I was up 5-3, 4-11. I gave that up.
I actually was watching at that
moment. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so obviously somebody commented on my Twitter, and we don't need that on here. But and then I said, you know, I do it for my fans. Thank you so much for coming out. And he's like, oh, bro, so sorry about that. Thanks for coming back. So that's what I got yesterday.
Okay.
But going back to it. So, you know, I don't like waking up too early because these days get long. And the two sets yesterday, nothing went three sets, but the two sets were taking 2.5 hours.
Right.
And I'm not a big breakfast guy. So, you know, I'll have a little snack, you know, around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Maybe go back, relax, have like a 12:31 hit, big lunch, and then just like relax there. I mean, they have a decent enough players lounge here that I could do that.
Yeah.
That's really what it's been recently for me. So nothing too exciting.
You are, so you're an interesting guy. You are quite different than I think a lot of your peers.
So I take that as a compliment.
You should.
Thank you.
I remember when you and I talked in Cary, North Carolina, last September. I think we were going to try to hook up at some point, maybe grab a bite to eat or something like that. And you said, no, I can't. I'm going to the art museum.
Yes.
And I said to myself, that's impressive. I don't know that any other person on the tour would have said that. So just, you know, where did these diverse interests come from, and how do other players see it?
So my family from day one has tried to culture me in every way, shape, or form, whether it was food, art, music. Obviously, living in New York, you have your openings to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to see a performance, you have one Monday through Sunday. It just is what it is, and it's always there. That's why I don't find myself living anywhere else. It's just, there's this boring aspect to other places that I can't find, you know, the museums and everything. And so my parents really, from day one, they're like, you're going to be cultured whether you like it or not. And I just grew to love it. You know, my father, he would consider it child abuse. He would index cards with artists and test me.
Wow.
And bring out maps. And he, to this day, says, I am so sorry. And he's like, you know what? You know, I've done a lot of great things, but that one, Noah, that one was tough. Because if I got it wrong, you go put it in the other pile.
Yeah.
You put it in the wrong pile. And we would do it until I got them all wrong. Okay, that's Matisse. That's Picasso.
Wow.
That's Van Gogh. That's Monet. And we would just go and go.
Yeah.
And then geography. And we would roll out the full map. So that's kind of how I grew up. And I don't regret it. I mean, it was tough. It was tough. But I don't regret it. It brought me to where I am now. So, yes, when I went to... it was in Raleigh-Durham. It was an incredible museum.
Really?
It was really incredible. So that's kind of what I got to. And now, you know, and your second question.
Yes.
This is the big issue. So I have been ridiculed for this many, many of times because I am huge into photography.
Right.
And for a few, I had the N. Rubin photography account. And you can only imagine what... This is just feeding the beast.
Right.
You can only imagine what Riley Opelka, Tommy Paul can do. So if any picture was taken at any point in time, N. Rubin photography was tagged.
Yeah.
And I grew to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really thrived off of it. I take pictures of Mackie and he and Rubin photography, and that's how it is. And then that's how I've lived.
Do you accept it and embrace it at this point?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, we're all friends. It's not like it's just really funny.
Yeah.
It's just gotten to a point. I don't really use the account anymore because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
But I still do photography, and it's become a thing. It's just become a thing.
What are you rocking with when you're on the road in terms of your photography abilities? Most guys are bringing a PS4 or, you know, an Xbox so that they can play Fortnite right now. And you're bringing a camera case in some way, shape, or form, right?
Yes. No offense to Tallahassee. It doesn't have what is needed all the time for my... Sometimes I go to the more unique places and then I bring my camera. I have a Nikon D750. And I pick and choose the lenses I bring because sometimes they're heavy. They really are. But like when I went to... Morocco, when I went to Spain, a few others, then I'm like, I'm definitely bringing it. When I'm going to go south of France now, I'm like, I need my camera. So it's been pretty good. I've actually started to blow up some of my pictures and looking to do some things with that soon. So we'll see.
Will there be a point where you would want to sell or...
Actually, I was thinking, because I'm starting to get into some charitable stuff, and I thought maybe this could be, I would like to show you after this, but think this could be a different in, something else, a different direction. I think a lot of people enjoy it, I really do. Maybe not Tommy Paul, but I don't know if he'd be my... Actually... Ironically, he probably would be my first sale. Just because.
He seems like a...
Or Riley Opelka would definitely just do it ironically.
On top of it, they're both, like... They're good human beings, too, right?
Like,
that's the thing.
Deep down, they're great.
And they will...
And separately, perfect.
Yeah.
You get them together and...
They're the boys.
You need a nap. You need a break every once in a while. You take 15.
When I went to look at a picture, it stopped recording, so we've lost a lot of really good stuff here, Noah. And I have to start working here soon, but Kozlov, you, Jared Donaldson.
Yes.
The relationship with those guys now versus what it was like when you were 15.
Oh. You know, obviously Jared has skyrocketed in the past couple of years. Actually, the past, 2 years, and doing really well, playing some great tennis. So, you know, I've seen him in a few tournaments. We're definitely still friendly, but I'm definitely closer with Stefan. I've known him forever, really forever. And the coaches thought I was the only one that could tame him, I guess you could say. And, you know, we've always enjoyed our time. And we have one-on-one, even now Boris.
Yeah.
Even we really do enjoy our time together, so it's been really funny and fun, and it's pretty enjoyable.
This is an awkward situation because we've lost like 15 minutes of really good conversation, so, your time is pretty valuable. And I've just wasted 15 minutes of it by losing a little bit of recording looking at that photo.
And I won't forgive you, by the way.
Yeah, I know, I know. This will be something that all of a sudden I'll be tweeting and Noah Rubin will just throw it up at me. How do you spend that time when you realize it is valuable and you do have so many people who are tugging at you, asking for this, asking for that? How do you budget your time and make a list of priorities for yourself?
It's funny because recently I've even wanted to, because I've been pretty good with time management my whole life. I think I'm pretty professional even when I'm not playing tennis.
Yeah.
But even like as tennis players, yes, it's a day filled of a lot of stuff that you know. It's very regimented, but we have a lot of empty time, empty space that you have to be careful of. And I always thought, like, I could be learning another language.
Yeah.
Like, I know a little bit of Spanish. I can get away with it. But I was like, why am I not fluent in 12 languages?
Right.
And I feel, and I have a little form of regret. I'm not that old, but, and I don't want to waste any more time. And that's been a really, that's been a big thing. Like, you know, I want to read more. I want to just know more. I have so much empty time. So even on a day like this, a match day, like, I have hours. Like, don't play Candy Crush. I'm at level 1,000, by the way. How embarrassing is that?
That's like one of those. I never would have expected you to be a Candy Crush guy.
No, and I'm embarrassed. That is ridiculous. You should, like, at level 1,000, you should get, like, I'm sorry sign. Like, you just wasted X amount of hours. Go do something. And your phone should shut down for a week.
All right.
So I definitely want to use my time wisely. I definitely,
I think of everything I've known about you for the last 4 years, three years, I think it's been since you started playing some of these events. Mm-hmm. That is the most surprising.
Right.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, it is embarrassing. Maybe it cures anxiety. I don't know. I'm making up excuses for my...
I think it's good to actually admit that you're human. Like, I know that might sound bad. Like, one of the things we were just kind of talking about, this New York attitude that you have and how I view it as a little bit neurotic.
All right.
Like, that makes you human.
It is, because my friends make fun of me. They're like, you're going to another museum? Like, why are you going to this play with... And I'm like, but I still play Candy Crush, if that helps. So, yeah, no, I guess it does balance it out a little bit.
What kind of a parent do you think you're going to be? I know, it's several years down the line.
But hopefully.
In talking about, you know, what your dad, you know, with the artists and stuff like that, how do you find the compassion that I think you would like to have with also, you know, that New York attitude?
I think I am, I mean... I've gotten a lot of traits from both of my parents, and I've learned over my travels and just maturing from such a young age, because I've just been dependent, and I think I am very patient. My parents say that I'm more patient than both of them, and, you know, I would be hard in some aspects because I would expect highly of them, but at the same time, I would work with them throughout the way, and I would understand the troubles, and I think I've gone through enough just to understand what they're going through in a lot of aspects, but at the same time, I've been through it all, and I think some of the compassion would be lost because I know what I've been through and overcome. We'll see. I'm interested. I almost want to like be a third party and look into it.
Right.
But no, I'm excited. I really am. I just, to be in charge of another human scares the crap out of me. But
it is a terrifying thing.
It is terrifying. But it's exciting at the same time. I mean, you know, you get to look back at the mistakes you make and some of the things you did well, and you're like, I'm going to do my best to give the best path for this child possible. So
your sister engaged.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She does social media for NBC.
Yes, Late Night with Seth Meyers, sometimes Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
It's interesting to me because you are in the age range where social media, in theory, should be like everything for you.
Right.
Right. It's not.
Yes.
I'm wondering what advice she's given you in that regard, in terms of how you present yourself.
Yeah, this is a big part of life because social media has been such a tremendous platform.
Yeah.
You know, financially for a lot of people, and you have to know how to use it. So, you know, the first thing she's like, make it personal. Like, you don't need somebody else being in charge of your stuff. Make it personal. Talk to your fans. Not that I have many, but talk to the people that are in charge and that are just get everybody involved and just enjoy it. It's just something to have fun with and don't get too caught up in it.
Yeah.
And it really is a great platform to get the word out, hopefully positively, and just to be, because I get messages from around the world from people, and I really do enjoy it, and I really do, and you have to know, and I don't think a lot of people do a great job at it, and I think this is a starting point to really, once you start breaking through the top 100, that's where you can make your mark, and that's when you start really marketing yourself. And I think this is the first step. So.
You have some unique sponsors.
I have some unique sponsors, yes, which I've made.
The clothing line.
Yes.
Which I still don't know how to pronounce.
Womo Sport.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the Noah Rubin line out yet?
It is not. So Steven Seabird, who is in, you know, is the founder of it, he's one of those minds that maybe can't direct all his attention to one, and it's great because, you know, he has a lot of ideas and he's really excited, and they're all great, but sometimes he can't focus his mind on one, and it's not easy building a brand, but it's great material. It really is great clothing. He makes all of it in Italy and ingenious, a lot of this stuff, and sometimes he gets carried away and sometimes he has to focus his mind on one thing, but you know, it's coming up and I'm really excited for the stuff that's going to come out. So
In terms of the social media stuff, that is a lot of what you're doing, and you know, you have a unique personality.
Yes.
I don't know, my personal opinion of you is that you have not let that show on social media too much.
It's not easy. It really isn't. I don't think it's a place that it translates particularly well, and I think things get lost in translation through reading it and I think word of mouth would be better, and that's why, you know, I don't open up a lot through it, because you have to be politically correct, and people take things the wrong way, and in person people laugh, but not online, so you have to be really careful about that stuff, and I've understood that, and I tend to stay away, so I leave that for our conversations.
You leave that to me.
To you.
It's interesting because I've tried to reply to certain things from you, and you just... It's interesting because I find myself, like, I know that if I made some kind of a snarky remark to you one-to-one, you'd make a snarky remark back.
And that's why...
But on social media, it's very concentrated, very quiet.
It is, and that's why I hope... You know, hopefully injury-free, and hopefully I get a little better in the rankings. And once I have more interviews, I could really portray my true identity and not have to hold back. Because in interviews, people laugh, even when I do it, whenever, and they...
I haven't laughed a lot here tonight.
No, not yet. But because you missed 15 minutes of laughing.
Yeah, that's all we did for 15 minutes.
Yes, but online, it's tough. You really have to be careful. I don't need to. You know, because
we've seen it.
Yes.
We've seen it all too often.
Yes, so.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, plus I've got to go broadcast your match today with Dennis Kudla, but you're in a small town here, small-ish town in Tallahassee. I know we've talked in places like Knoxville and Charlottesville and Champaign, smaller towns. What do you do with yourself? I know these weeks are really hard.
Yes.
How do you do it? What are the ways that you keep yourself sane?
So these are the ones where, you know, I'm a little disappointed I didn't bring my camera to this, because even, you know, they might not have the Spain pictures and the picturesque, but, you know, it's where I can learn how to use my camera a little better. And luckily with housing, you know, you just get to know them, and I love meeting people. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And whether they disagree with everything you say or not, you just learn their journey. And it's really, you know, we take it for granted.
Yes.
I mean, we're meeting people from around the world, and it's pretty incredible. And you get enthralled, you get really put into their lives, and usually it's a great experience.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Then how do you feel about the fact that it's going to be +8 at every location?
I'm torn because I also like being by myself. So it's it's like a give and take kind of thing.
Right.
But I don't know. I really don't. And I think there still will be housing available, I'm sure. Like, people will still offer. And I might take them up. But I don't know. It's been a really great pleasure meeting a lot of these people. And you hear stories and you're like, oh, my God. It's incredible. It really is. So I don't know.
All right. So you've got to play. Don't have my Apple Watch, because that would have saved us the 15 minutes if I'd have just been able to pull it up on the old watch. But you've got to play here in a little bit, so now it's just a matter of getting a good lunch. It's shocking that you're not a breakfast guy.
Yeah, I hate breakfast. I hate breakfast foods.
I really want to just talk for another 2 hours and really, because like now I've started, we've learned that you're Candy Crush. We've learned that you hate breakfast, and I feel like now I'm starting to be able to extract things and show the humanness of Noah Rubin instead of this robot that we see on court.
Yeah, it's... I wish we had time. I really do. I really do. I would go into it, believe me. And you have more of a strict schedule than I do.
Yeah. I just show up and talk. And this, what we're doing right now is what I'm
doing. I just hit forehands and run a little bit.
And then look at me and just like...
And just a little hand in there.
I gotta say, let me do a couple personal things. I appreciate very much the fact that every once in a while, after something absurd happens on court, that you and I make eye contact.
Right, yes.
I appreciate that, and then thank you for that.
I feel like we're in it together.
Thank you.
Yes, I feel like, you know, you've done the warm-up, you're in there, you're in the booth, you're sweating just as much as I am. I feel like this is a world we're in together.
I respect you for saying that, because I... When trying to explain to people my working situation, I tend to think of you players,
yes,
you in general, as co-workers in some way.
Of course.
I have a healthy respect for you, again, I'm using you as the collective.
Of course.
The effort that you guys are having to put in, day out. I hope you guys have the same respect for me, but I think of it as everybody here at this level, there's a common goal. I want to get to that same place that you do, right? So, like, I view it as I want to make sure to help, you know, you guys build your platform, if you will.
And if we can enjoy it on the way, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, so when something crazy happens, like the fires of Fairfield, which were horrific, and I feel so bad for everybody affected, and we are both wearing masks while playing, that's, we'll never forget that. We were in it together.
Right.
Yes. And we look back, and I look at you, and we're like, why are we here right
crazy.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes. The school, there's nobody in school.
Right.
The school that we're playing at.
Except for the people who have been evacuated because of the fire. They're there. And we're playing tennis.
And we're playing tennis, yes.
That was a week.
Yeah, that was something, yeah. So...
Noah, thank you for the time both recorded and not recorded.
Yes, and I hope we could do this soon and make up for the time lost.
Now that I have some things to start pulling at.
Right, it's like we could really get into
Candy
more
Crush.
Unique things. And
technique of Candy Crush.
Yes.
I won't even tell you what I've started playing lately, but that's a different story. Noah, thank you. Next podcast will be with Peter Polansky in the next couple of days, if the crazy Canadian ever joins me. He's been ducking me for the last 2 weeks. I actually ran into him at Starbucks yesterday. I'm like, you knew I wanted to have coffee with him. What's wrong with you? But Peter Polansky is going to join us in the next couple of days. And more with Noah Rubin later this summer.